Ladies and gentlemen, we are the police and we're back!
Conceive of a circumstance in which the police would do a reunion tour?
I think that'd be a good course to have me certified insane.
Could you ever conceive of a circumstance in which the police would do a reunion tour?
I think that'd be a good course to have me certified insane.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, I am certifiably insane. I'm expecting. If anybody comes at me with a white coat, I'll just let them through. It'll be fine.
These are the same people who were here 27 years ago.
No, it's their children.
That's you, isn't it? It is, isn't it? Got three kids now, right?
We had such a good time last night, we thought we'd dig a few songs out of the vault and rehearse them. Andy.
Yes?
Do you know Message in a Bottle?
What key do you want to do it in?
I want to do it in C-sharp minor.
Uh-huh. Look at this. You got the teleprompter and everything like that?
That's for you.
That's for me. Okay. I can't read that. Trey Anastasio ought to get one of those things.
I think we'll start with some drums, Stuart.
Is that a tempo okay for you?
If it's too fast, I'll stop you. You know that.
Oh,
just like to introduce the band. Andy, this is Stuart. Hey,
I remember you.
So okay, we're gonna come clean. We're gonna go on tour. We have the producer of the show here, Arthur Fogel. There he is. He's going to answer some questions, technical questions that we don't know the answer to. We have Jerry Moss here, who is the head of our wonderful record company, A&M, when we first came. We'll do another song before we get to the technical aspects of the tour, but let's do...
Now, wait a minute. I want everyone to appreciate this moment. We are the slickest, tightest band. We never do this, but the Police is going to go out. Sting even has got the jam band thing. We haven't got a set list. We are on stage with no set list. Set lists are for wimps.
Let us know if we make any mistakes.
See, we don't know what's going to happen. Right now, Sting is thinking what we're going to do next. What's that? You're kidding, right?
Just say
someone with a guitar.
Hey, I have a question.
Hey, great.
I'm not associated with the press. It's Questlove of the Roots. I have a question.
You mean you're just a normal person?
Yeah, I'm the token, me and the Fall Out Boy in the front. Anyway, I just want to know, are you guys strictly going to keep it to the Police songs, or are you going to... I was always curious to see how your solo material sounded, interpreted with, you know... Will we get any Dream of the Blue?
Most of we're going to do you too, you know. Why not?
Well, most of our stuff sounds like Bob Marley, so...
Actually, I thought we could do My Sharona.
Yeah.
My Sharona!
That's enough.
Kind of thing. But no, we're keeping it to the Police material, seriously. Not... A lot of songs. So let's do some.
Where's that list?
All right. I'll tell you. This is a rehearsal.
That's how many songs.
We'll do. I Can't Stand Losing You. The interesting thing about Can't Stand Losing You is I have no idea how it ends, or really what happens in the middle. Andy, do you know?
I haven't got a clue.
You haven't got a clue. Well, that'll be interesting. Some of us won't.
This is something else you don't see at a police show either, us fiddling around with the tempos. You're actually seeing behind the scenes here.
Oh, what the hell is
it? It's not going to be like this when we hit the stadiums, you know.
I am reading the lyrics, so I'm cheating a little bit. Yeah, it's in D, Andy. B minor.
Come on, guys.
Called you so many times today. I guess it's all true what your girlfriend say, but you don't ever wanna see me again. Your brother's gonna kill me, and he's 6'10". I guess you thought it was cowardice, but I'm not prepared to go on like this. I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing. I can't stand.
You.
something, Stu?
Yeah, I said F sharp minor.
Right. We don't go to F sharp minor in this song yet. Cool. How's the drum solo now? Okay.
Shh. Yeah, we always
okay,
use
this
that.
Is the sensitive bit. Give me some space. Give me some space, man. I guess this is our last goodbye. And you don't care, so I won't cry. And you'll be sorry when I'm dead.
He's reading this.
All this guilt will be on your head. I guess you call it suicide, but I'm too full to swallow my pride. I am. I can't stand losing. 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 I can't. Sing. Stand losing. I can't.
Sing-along thing?
I don't remember it.
Sing-along.
I can't stand losing you. 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 So let's do Roxanne.
New version or?
Because we did, we did a short version last
night.
Okay,
since we know that.
Let's do the 20
seemed to work last night, okay. What? Who is that?
It's one of your children. Roxanne!
love that.
Thank you.
I'm not usually nostalgic, but I've been hit by this inexplicable, totally uncharacteristic wave of nostalgia. It's bizarre. It doesn't seem like me somehow, but I'm very excited by it.
Well, it's an odd thing because, you know, we get back together and you start playing these songs and it only seems like 5 minutes ago.
When Andy starts blasting away on those chords and I start hearing those songs, I wake up and I rise to it and it energizes me.
It felt great. It felt like putting on an old pair of shoes, you know, yeah, so comfortable. I wanted a sort of bare bones kind of thing. I wanted people to go away from the concert and go, wow, that was three guys. How did they do that?
This is the classic setup. This is how we started.
Yeah, well, we're the same people that we were. And it's quite easy for us to fall back in old patterns of, you know, dealing with each other. But then see that. We see it, and then we sort of pull back from that, and then we move on. You know, we compromise, or we make some diplomatic, you know, diversion. So we've learned how to do that. We're not fighting.
Well, the interesting thing is that musically we're still fighting. You know, we're still...
No, we're not.
No, we're not.